Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Starting with West Delaware bowling action from Friday afternoon down in Jackson County, hosted by Maquoketa at Timber Lanes. The Cardinals winning both of the girls and boys varsity competition. On the girls' side, it was Maquoketa 27-20 to the Hawks 25-84. The Hawks were led by senior Alexis Riley. Outstanding series of 408 with a 196 and a 212, followed by Anna Sickles, a 366, Lydia Himes, a 354, Mia Cuevas and Jasmine Ibarra with 329s, Cassidy Hack had a 288. On the boys' side, the Cardinals won 29-23 to 28-14. Senior Zelu Hernandez had a nice series of 415, followed by Landon Letts with a 374, Lewis Schatz a 355, Gabe Drinkwater with a 354, Brady Hartke a 330, and Caleb Sickles with a 306. The WD Bowlers will be back in action on the road this coming Friday, starting at 315. Down at the Cedar Rapids Bowling Center as they'll take on the Marion Wolves. Our latest KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week is Beckman Boys basketball player Patrick Gallagher. Over a week ago, he became the third player in Beckman Boys basketball program history to reach the 1,000-point plateau, along with Mike Wiskus from the mid-'80s and Patrick's former teammate Michael Keegan from a couple years ago. I caught up with Patrick in a video interview, and you can catch it on our website at kmch.com. Our latest KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week, presented by F&M Bank Senior Patrick Gallagher of the Beckman Boys basketball team. High school wrestling results from Saturday. The West Delaware Hawks winning the 2023 Perry Invitational as the Hawks scored 223 points, beating Webster City, who was second with 204, and Carlisle, who was third with 203. The Hawks first out of 17 schools. The West Delaware girls competed at the Olwine Invitational on Saturday. The Hawks came in 16th with 82 points. 25 teams total participating. Osage won it with 252 points. East Buchanan was second with 250. Anamosa was fourth with 214. Then it was Independence with 191 coming in fifth. Starmont tied for 24th place with 29 points. Back to boys wrestling, Marion hosted the Lloyd Schaefer Invitational as Wilton was first with 242, coming in second Williamsburg with 174.5. Monticello eighth with 101.5. The Northland Lynx number 10 with 81. Host Marion with 80.5 points came in 11th out of 15 teams. At the Cascade Tournament, 14 schools in total. Western Dubuque winning it with 178 points as they just edged Notre Dame of Burlington with 186.5. Number 8 was Beckman with 81, Midland 9th with 78, Cascade came in 10th with 71, and 14th was Central City with 24. To girls and boys basketball from Saturday, the West Delaware Hawks took on their 9th-ranked team of the season, gave a valiant effort to the 6th-ranked Class 4A Decorah Vikings at home late Saturday afternoon, but fell by the final score of 65-52. The Hawks will return to action tonight at home inside Seedorf Gymnasium as they will take on Jessup in a JV varsity doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock. We'll have all the coverage coming up tonight around 7:15 to the West Delaware Hawks and the Jessup Jayhawks. Hawks at 4-9. Jessup comes in with a record of 7-5. Bill Logan and I will have the coverage on the KMCH Sports video stream at kmch.com. Two coverage area teams in action on the boys' side on Saturday. Cascade traveled down to Coe College to take on Albernette in the Wells Fargo shootout. The Cougars were beat by the Pirates 64-37. Monticello traveled up to Waukon. They took down the Indians by the final score of 58-36. To the national scorecard now, top 25 men's college basketball. Number 6, UConn was upset by St. John's 85-74. It was number 12, Xavier, over number 25, Marquette, 80-76. In the NBA, these winners: New York, the LA Clippers, the Bulls, Oklahoma City, Sacramento, Denver, Portland, and Philadelphia. In the NHL, these three teams victorious: Montreal, Vancouver in a shootout, and Winnipeg. In the National Football League, the first weekend of the playoffs continued yesterday. The Buffalo Bills survived an upset bid by the Miami Dolphins, Bills beating the Dolphins 34-31. It was the New York Giants ending the Minnesota Vikings season, and heartbreak for the Vikings fans again, hoping this would be the year to get back to the Super Bowl. Giants over the Vikings 31-24 in Minneapolis yesterday. And the Cincinnati Bengals came back and held on over the Baltimore Ravens 24-17 last night on Sunday Night Football. One game coming up tonight, 7:15 kickoff. That's another wild card contest as the Dallas Cowboys are in Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. The divisional round mostly set for the playoffs next weekend. On Saturday at 3:30 in the AFC, the Jacksonville Jaguars will travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. At 7:15 on Saturday night, the New York Giants will be in Philadelphia to battle the Eagles. On Sunday at 2 o'clock, it's the Cincinnati Bengals at the Buffalo Bills. And then at 5:30 next Sunday, it'll be the San Francisco 49ers hosting the winner of that game tonight, Dallas or Tampa Bay. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Monday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.